Hi, I'm Austin Hasford. I'm here with Ms. Debbie Scheller. Ms. Debbie is the owner of a Life is Story bookstore down in downtown Sykesville, Maryland. Ms. Debbie, my first question for you is, what made you feel the need to get into owning your own bookstore?
Well, I was originally in the medical field, and I stopped working when I had children, and it was time for me to go back, and I didn't want to go back to a typical 9-to-5 job or even the medical field, and I wanted to do something and be my own boss, and it was always a dream to own a little shop, and I'm in love with books, so I went ahead and did the bookstore.
Very cool, very cool. Is there a reason why you chose downtown Sykesville and Maryland?
Yes, location is very important for any business, and I live in the town. We did not have any bookstore in town. The town was under revitalization, so it was very much a semi-ghost town. There were a lot of boarded-up buildings, and I was going to be wanting to be part of the revitalization of Main Street. And I loved the town. I wanted to see it flourish, and I wasn't going to go anywhere else. So I waited until I could get a spot that was a good location right on Main Street and went ahead and opened.
That's very cool. Do you think having schools nearby was a big determination, the community itself, the neighborhoods, the kids, anybody else that would be interested in reading books?
Absolutely. Location is very important, and 25% of my sales comes from the school system itself. So having schools and having a relationship with the schools is extremely important for me.
Looking at it a little bit differently, where do you think bookstores were 10 years ago versus where they are today versus where they'll be 10 years from now? How have they changed over time, and what have you seen as your own boss?
Okay, well, we actually opened, it'll be 10 years this coming March, so we're right on that 10-year cusp right there. So 10 years ago, very, very different climate for bookstores. You had no digital books at that point, or very limited digital books and reading at that time. Amazon wasn't as big a source at the time either. So 10 years ago, you were the place to go for books. That's not why I went into it. Knowing that things were coming and on the horizon, I, you know, went ahead and took that leap. And then about 8 years ago was the big collapse of, you know, everything started going downhill. The economy started to go down. So you had a very bad trend economically throughout the country. So that also was a deterrent at that time. And bookstores, you saw many bookstores closing up, including things like Borders, one of the big boxes, closed up at that time. The independent bookstores, however, actually did a reverse. You saw more people turning to buy local. You saw more people turning to support your neighbor, support your local bookstore, support your local independent store, regardless of what it is. So we saw that. In addition to that, my business itself, during the 10 years ago compared to now, we were doing a steady incline. During the time when the economy took a dip, I didn't take a dip. We did go flat, but we didn't dip. So we went flat for a few years, and then we continued to go up. It actually has continued to raise over the 10 years. With the implementation of the digital books, a lot of people were very worried that you weren't going to see the bookstores anymore, bookstores are going to close up, and I've actually seen a lot of the reverse. I did not have a big impact, and it could be just because I'm in a historic local town. There's no other bookstores around. But what I saw actually were everybody has a reader. I have a reader. However, people still want the book. People still want to hold a book. They want to smell the books. They want, especially children's books. And when you can't gift a digital book. So I didn't see a fall when the e-books came out. I did see a little bit of a stagnant in certain areas, in certain genres, but no definite fall. I think those who were hit were the bigger boxes with the digital. And I also put it to the fact that if you think about when VCRs first came out 20-plus years ago, when they came out, the big talk was, oh, no, there's not going to be any theaters anymore. Nobody's going to go to the movies anymore. Everybody's going to stay home and watch movies. Well, that didn't happen, and it was the same thing for bookstores. When the movies came out, there was a dip for the theaters. They did recover themselves, and they're doing fine. Same thing for the bookstores. that's how I related. And then 10 years from now, let me go back a little bit. With Amazon, yes. I find that more detrimental to the independent stores overall than the ebook, because mm-hmm. Amazon has a monopoly. Amazon does not have to follow the same taxing rules and laws that brick-and-mortar stores do. So mm-hmm. that actually is more devastating to the independent merchants than an ebook. For me, it has played a part. I do have people coming in here taking pictures of the book to then go back and getting my suggestions and getting my ideas and getting my freebies and then going and buying the books from Amazon. So in that respect, it's very detrimental to the bricks and mortar stores. In 10 years, I'm hoping to see an increase. I have seen since the ebooks come out, many, many of my customers who have the ebooks have gone back to buying more and more books. They're using their readers more for other aspects. It's a great thing to take for travel. You don't have to carry a heavy load of books. You have one reader you can download. So there's positive and negatives to both sides.
Yeah,
in 10 years, I see it basically being hopefully better. I don't see it going down. At least I hope I don't see it going down. But I hope to see it continuing an increase.
Yeah, wow. You touched a lot of points there with the ebooks to the large, the Barnes and Nobles versus the independent. And you mentioned Amazon and how running its business versus running your own independent business is different. Do you think the availability and the convenience of people being able to purchase a book on Amazon, have it 2 days free shipping versus going downtown to the bookstore, do you think that changes how many people you see in the store versus just ordering it offline?
I honestly don't think that is a huge factor because people who shop online are going to shop online. You're not going to change that. That's a mindset. I think one of the things is the charmingness of going to a main street to going to a downtown. You're not usually going for one store. You usually go down to, you're going to have lunch. You're going to, window shop. You're going to shop the stores. You're going to slip in and out. That's more of the clientele that we see. Everybody buys online, but I don't think it's for those people that do, and that's the only way they do it, you're not going to change them.
Mm-hmm.
But for for the majority of the shoppers, they do a combination of online shopping and retail shopping
mm-hmm.
in your downtown stores.
Just like clothes or anything else of that nature.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you'll have to make any drastic changes to accommodate e-books? Is there anything you can do to get people to not necessarily avoid them, but to maybe enhance it, whether you could sell books through e-books, or is there anything of that nature you can,
well, we do
you
have
can control?
I'm sorry. We do have the capabilities of selling e-books in the bricks and mortar stores also. There's certain ones like Amazon has the Kindle, Barnes & Noble has the Nook. They all have their own little brand. Borders had something called the Kobo. The Independent Booksellers Association actually bought out when Borders closed. They took over the Kobo e-reader. So mm-hmm. I have the capability. However, I choose not to. For business and professional reasons, I chose not to. It's an extreme expense, and on an independent small merchant, it's very, very. You have to have all your ducks in a row, and you have to be able to guarantee yourself that you're going to sell so many e-books. And being a smaller store, I'm not going to risk that. That's too high of a risk for me to take to go into that market. They can, whether or not there's something I have to accommodate for, I don't think so. I'm happy with just doing the, traditional books. I don't feel a need to go into that market at this time. Whether I will have to accommodate for that or not, I don't know. You have to wait and see how things go, just like your marketing strategies change from year to year because, you don't know what's coming on the horizon, so you kind of adjust for the next couple of years in your business plan as to how your marketing strategies will go.
Wow, very interesting. Year to year, and that's pretty quick. Things can change.
Yes, it is year to year. You have to reevaluate your plans every year. You may not make any drastic changes, You might make a drastic change once every 3 to 5 years, but you do have to reevaluate your plans every year to make sure you're online of where your goals are.
And I think that brings me to my next and last question is, you mentioned going down to downtown and window shopping and going into the bookstore. It's almost like a lifestyle to go into your local store. What do you think differs between going into a Likely Story bookstore in downtown versus going into your Barnes & Noble? What do you expect people to see when they walk into your shop versus those bigger bookstores?
Well, it's interesting. I just actually had a customer yesterday that had spent the day before at a big Barnes & Noble and came here because she said she was overwhelmed and there was nobody there that knew what to say or how to help her or what to look for. She was looking for some books for her children at different reading levels and struggling readers, and she's like, I don't know what to do. Can you help me? And there was no one there to help her. They could suggest books, but they didn't necessarily know what would fit into the right person's hand. And that's what we do, and that's our biggest thing in this store is customer service. We're able to sit there and look and talk to you about books. What was your favorite book? Well, here, if you like this, you'll like that. Whereas if you go into the bigger boxes, they're not booksellers. They are retail cashiers. They don't read the books necessarily. They don't know what's on the shelves. They don't know, you know, if it's a mystery genre, a suspense genre, a sci-fi genre. They don't necessarily know that. They look at the computer or they look at their list, and they're like, oh, here, you can do this. They might not be able to explain to you why this author is the same as the next. So the biggest thing and the biggest difference is purely customer service. We can't offer the discounts that the big boxes offer because they get big publisher deals that we cannot do because we can't do the quantities that they do. So the only thing we can do is have our events and our marketing and our customer service to make that a difference between the big box and us.
Very, very cool. And I think overall, to sum it up, it's just tying yourself to the community and helping the neighborhoods being more beneficial than what those larger bookstores can do. Ms. Debbie, I can't thank you enough for taking time to speak with me. I'll be in contact soon.
Okay, great. Good luck.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.